92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Red, red wine. Why in the world would I be playing a little red, red wine when we're talking to the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce? I know. I got it. It's the Art and Wine Festival. Woohoo! Coming our way. Jessica Simpson, who is the president and CEO, is here. And Christine Brewster, who's the VP of membership and all kinds of everything, is here. The jack of all trades, the both of you running a beautiful, doing a beautiful job with the chamber. Welcome to Pep Talk.
Thank you for having us.
I'm so excited y'all are here, and I'm so excited. It's one of my favorite events that the chamber does.
Agreed. Same.
Okay, so lots to talk about. We've got a full half hour. Let's kick it off with the Art and Wine Festival.
Yep.
And so if people don't know, Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce is located, guess where? On Pensacola Beach.
Imagine that.
At the Visitor Center.
Inside the Visitor Information Center.
So let's do a little plug for the Information Center, because you know how many locals tell me, well, I've never been in there.
Well, and it's understandable because it's a Visitor Information Center, mm-hmm. but I'm sure you have visitors that come and stay with you. So it's always a good resource, whether you're a local or a visitor. Please come and see us. I try not to use the word visit too much when I ask. If you have any visitors staying, they should come to the Visitor Information Center and give us a visit.
Well, I think locals should come, because every new restaurant, every place has their menus on the wall.
That's
you
correct.
Have an art gallery of great photographs. So with the Blue Angels and everybody from Kelly and Whitaker Picks.
You know so much about this.
I don't know why.
Thanks to you, we have an art gallery almost on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
So it segues right into what we're going to talk about today. But the Visitor Center, we've been told by those that come in on a daily basis and sometimes on a yearly basis, mm-hmm. they come back, hey, remember us? You know this since you were there. And tell us how wonderfully beautiful our Visitor Center is. So we like to keep it that way. We have great locals that volunteer at the Visitor Center
for
us.
Our ambassadors are amazing.
Our ambassadors. So if there's a local out there that has 3 hours a day to spare, we can always use you on a weekly, monthly, or fill-in basis. So that is the Visitor Information Center right there at the traffic light in the Casino Beach parking lot. Sometimes a little more difficult to find, but you'll eventually get there.
Can't miss it. Right there under
and
the beach
ball. So that's where we are 9 to 5 for the chamber Monday through Friday, but the Visitor Center is open 7 days a week.
Okay, great. All right, so let's get to Art and Wine Festival. What are the dates, times, and where's it going to be?
Yep, so Art and Wine, we get the pleasure as the chamber to do traditional chamber work, but also to do some fun tourism-based community events on the island. So our next one coming up is the Pensacola Beach Art and Wine Festival. It is Saturday, May 9th.
Whoa, it's right around the corner.
It's next week.
Oh my gosh.
We're going to get through this Saturday's rain, and we're going to have a beautiful next Saturday on May 9th, which might stand out because it is the Saturday before Mother's Day. So
perfect.
A great place to bring your mother, or a great place to shop for your mother on that Saturday. So it happens between the hours of 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. Traditionally, it has happened at the Pensacola Beach Boardwalk, and we will still be there this year, but we are expanding to the Gulfside Pavilion, where generally we have bands on the beach.
Oh, how cool.
We will have artists and tasting booths around the Gulfside Pavilion as well this year. So both sides of the road, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday, May 9th.
Okay, so you can go to the festival for free.
Yes.
But you also have a very cool package as the art and wine tasting part of it.
Correct. You can buy a tasting ticket. The tastings happen from 1 to 4, so full event, open to the public, open air, 11 a.m. to 4. But you can purchase a tasting ticket, which is $75 in advance, and that gets you access to tasting wine, seltzers, and a few spirits we have this year. So, but we ramped up. It's a larger festival than it has been in the past, double the size, because it's on both sides of the road.
It's awesome.
And that includes double the size of everything. So we'll have, in the past, we've had about 50 wines to taste. This year, so far, we have 118.
What? Oh, my goodness.
Eight different wine vendors.
Okay, then you need to get a hotel room at the beach.
That's right. And we have a lot. Listen, we thought of everything. Okay? We have a lodging partner in the Pensacola Beach Resort. Okay. So a great rate there. You could spend time with mom there.
Yeah.
But we have I would be remiss without first mentioning our best partner on the island for this event, which is Kelly's Beach Liquors.
So great.
This has been their baby to give back, be a part of the community. and make this event really what it can be. We have some great wine events in with our neighbors in Destin and 30A and South Walton. And so our goal is to really put Pensacola Beach on the map with regard to those that that frequently attend events like this. So they've been, Kelly's Beach Liquors has been great, a great partner. The Pensacola Beach Resort has been a great lodging partner. They're a big part of this as well. And so we're just happy that it's almost here. It will, our expectation, it will be a beautiful day on the island, and we're looking forward to it.
Oh my gosh, it sounds like so much fun. So we've covered, talked a little bit about the wine part. I had 100 plus wines. Oh my goodness.
Tastings.
If you tasted like I used to taste.
Samplings.
And then there is a whole nother piece, which is the artists. And from previous years, I was always amazed at this area is just so quote unquote artsy, because we offer art shows all across the Gulf Coast, from here to Bay County, Panama City, all the way over to Gulf Shores. But this particular one now is starting to get a reputation of its own, and the variety of artists. How many do we have this year?
We have 40 artists this year.
Get
so
out,
excited.
40. That's incredible. And they're primarily local,
mostly
correct?
Mostly locals or from nearby, not anyone from very far away. So we're very excited about that.
What are some of the types of art that we're going to have, Christine?
One that I'm most excited about is Marisol with Marisol Sturt Studios. She does large-scale coastal artwork on handmade canvas and custom-built frames, and she's going to be painting live at the event. So we're very, very excited about that.
Oh, I love that.
Jessica Seegers with DeLuna Candle, hand-poured coconut soy candles. She also creates floral wax melts that she used to create wax bouquets that are just fantastic. And then Jen Grove with Drift by Jen G creates coastal-themed jewelry and encaustic art paintings. And if you don't know what that is,
what is that?
Encaustic painting is an ancient, durable art form using heated beeswax mixed with resin and pigments.
Interesting.
So it's kind of a textured art, and it's beautifully coastal.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then, of course, not all for mom. We have hand-rolled cigars again this year by Hayes Gray Cigars, and all of his tobacco is sourced from the finest sources across the world.
Well, you know, Father's Day is around the corner.
That is right.
So you could do a little advanced shopping.
Yes.
Speak for yourself. Someone buy me a cigar. I love a good cigar.
We'll have to go smoke a couple once the party's over, after the 100 sips.
Correct. Right at 4:01 p.m.
Exactly. What I love is there is something for everyone, of course. There's all kinds of price ranges. You know, if kids are coming with mom or dad or whomever is coming, there's little things that they could maybe buy for Mother's Day, all the way up to, you know, full 4x8 giant paintings.
Paintings and photographs. I know you have photographers there,
photographers,
too, and everything.
Jewelry.
Oh, gosh.
Candles, resin art, all the things.
Hat makers. A couple of hat makers.
Oh, fun. Mm-hmm. Okay. So one of the things to emphasize, too, is I know that this particular show, you do a good job of not being too crafty. Sometimes it can get, the shows can get where you have the toilet paper with the knitted covers on them. We're not going there. You actually jury yourselves the entries, the different artists, so that it's a classy show.
It is. It is certainly curated from the artists that apply. Not a juried show.
I meant curated.
Because, there's a lot going on. And so we make sure we curate them enough that they are certainly well designed, I should say, and
quality.
Just beautiful pieces, but a variety of them. So the curating of it makes sure that we have a nice variety for mom and others, certainly.
Okay. So it's going to be in two places. I think that's pretty cool. So does that mean there's going to be entertainment as well?
There is entertainment on two stages. Used to be one. Now it's two.
Yeah.
See what we're doing here?
So at the Seashell, I guess.
That's correct. Seashell Amphitheater at the Boardwalk. We will have DJ Salty.
Who is that?
He is a fabulous local DJ, if you have not heard. He will help us with some emceeing of the event to kind of make sure people know all the new things. If you've been before, one thing we haven't touched on is that your ticket comes with some light bite tastings.
Oh, tell us about that.
Food tasting. So, but DJ Salty, he's there as an MC to help us obviously play some smooth jazz things to keep us in the art vibe, but also to remind everybody of all the things happening. And then we will have our friends with Storm Folk, which is a great local blues folk band.
I just heard about them. Yes.
They will be at the Gulfside Pavilion. So DJ Salty will be with us from 11 to 4 at the Boardwalk Shell, and then Storm Folk will be with us from 12 to 4 at the Gulfside Pavilion.
Excellent.
Yes. So, and another thing we have new this year, actually not very new. I can lean in on your past with this.
Okay.
Perhaps.
Maybe.
Or before
I don't know.
You.
I don't know. It could be before me.
Our Art and Wine Festival has had some highlights, chef highlights with some dishes in the past.
Right.
Maybe 8 or 10 years ago. So it just in looking through things we've done well and not trying new things that didn't work, we have food tastings are added to the agenda. So when we say the event is doubling the size, the ticket price is higher than it's been in the past, $75 a ticket. But with the event being so big, and now it comes with food tastings.
Yes.
Still a great price. So our friends at the Pensacola Beach Resort will have shrimp salad, chicken salad in phyllo dough cups.
Mm-hmm.
Our friends at Casino Beach Bar and Grill are going to feature shrimp and grits.
Nice.
We've got our new members, Sugar Daddy Donuts, new on the beach.
Ooh, I'm not familiar with them.
Mini gourmet donuts.
Yes. Bite-sized donuts.
You should have brought some in for me today.
I should have.
What are you thinking?
I had them. Should have done that. Well, I did hear yesterday they've got a great variety of gourmet donuts. Premium is what they call them. He is a chef at heart, so he's working on supposedly a sangria glaze for one of his donuts just for the Arts Festival. So we're looking forward to that. And then our friends at Senior Frogs will have some Mexican street corn and some churros to go along with our wine tastings. And then one of our artists, Chase Arendts, who does leather work, is also a chef by trade with 38 Eats. So he kind of wrote in and said, hey, I don't know if this might work. And we are as flexible as they come. And it sounded really great to have a featured artist do both his art in leather and his art in food.
Culinary arts.
There you go.
Okay, yeah.
So he's going to have it's like a fig gorgonzola flatbread tasting. So all of that comes with your ticket price.
Wow. Let's not forget about PJ's Coffee.
Oh, yes.
They're going to have samplings of hot and cold brew coffee that will be available for everyone. So we're really excited to bring them out.
It's an artful variety of wine, seltzer, spirits, food, coffee.
Oh, it sounds like so much fun.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
How are we going to fit it into 3 hours?
I don't know, but I love the fact that you're doing the day before Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a perfect thing to take mom out, and you can actually say, okay, mom, pick your present, because it's always hard to buy for mom on Mother's Day. And make an outing of it and have a great time. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We're talking with our friends with the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce all about the Art and Wine Festival coming up on May 9th. It's going to be from 11 to 4 at the Casino Beach location. And on the boardwalk, so you've got two places to go, plenty of parking. I'll just throw that out there. Mm-hmm. But if you've got a question about the event or maybe a question about the Pensacola Beach Chamber, all you got to do is text it in this morning at 850-437-1620. So one of the things about art and wine is when we had COVID is what I meant to say.
COVID.
The other disaster.
The hurricane disaster.
And then the other disaster.
The viral disaster.
The viral disaster. Not that I'm laughing about it, but what I meant to say was a lot of things shut down on the beach. Then we had that terrible bridge shut down. And so it's been pretty amazing that the Chamber and some of the other organizations like Santa Rosa Island Authority and all the different vendors and the members of the Chamber have really come together to bring the beach back to life. And it is pretty incredible now. All the restaurants, people aren't aware. It's not just, even though we have specialists with fried shrimp, you know, on the beach,
absolutely.
But people aren't aware. And we have an event in the fall, Taste of the Beach, which we can talk about too.
Mm-hmm.
But we have some great chefs on Pensacola Beach.
We do.
And we have great wine restaurants that provide upscale and a wide variety of things that you can do.
Absolutely. And that's a culinary, I mean, we just talked about culinary arts. So our Taste of the Beach event, which really highlights the chefs we have on the island, and this Art and Wine Festival that we're featuring a few of them with, both are a great showcase of what we have on the island. A lot of our chefs, as they should, this is their this is their art, and they take it very seriously, and they do that every day. And something that when you were there, Meg, at the Pensacola Beach Chamber, we used to say, when people would say, oh, what restaurant is good out here? And we would say, they're all good.
They
it's
are.
Such a small community. They mm-hmm. have to be good to make it. And they take that very seriously. We have a great relationship with a lot of them. It is quite the food lovers community out there at the beach, and obviously has a coastal flair, but there are some that do other cultures of food very, very well. It's just all out there and compact right there on the island community.
And it is not at all far away. I always think, oh, I got to go over the big bridge. No, it takes 10 minutes to get from there's two bridges,
two
but it
bridges.
Takes 10 minutes to get across.
No, it's so easy.
So you locals, get over it. Get on out there and take advantage of this amazing art and wine festival. It's going to be so much fun.
And we would love that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Okay, so Christine Brewster is our VP of membership, and Jessica Simpson is our amazing president and CEO. A lot of volunteers help to make the chamber work, a lot of ambassadors now that help at the visitor center and with all of our events. So what are some of the other things going on right now? Because you do big events, but you also do other things throughout the month.
We do. We, like I said earlier, have traditional chamber work, and that Christine could possibly touch on some of our regular events that we do monthly and what those are best for. But then we get the benefit, not that it's another thing we do, but we get the benefit to be sort of the beacon, per se, on the beach alongside our friends at Santa Rosa Island Authority to put on these large community events. So as far as large community events, we've got the 4th of July coming up.
Hello. Yes. It's going to be big this year.
250, and we've got some special things planned. Perhaps we'll be back.
Yes, you
got
to come back and talk
about
that.
Those.
Yes.
And so actually kind of nice this year is that Santa Rosa Island Authority puts on the Pensacola Beach Blue Angels air show that we all mm-hmm. know about when we have a little week in between. So we have a break this year. But we help and partner with them on that and put on what we call the Blues Beachside Bazaar. So a lot of our vendors get to come out for the air show, and then we move right into Taste of the Beach. And but before that, I would love for Christine to talk about a new arena that we've stepped into in group travel.
Oh, yeah.
So last year, she herself went
and
I'm
so jealous.
I know. You should go on. Okay.
Maybe we talked about this.
I know.
Meg, you and I, last time I was here.
Yes.
Last year, we went to Portugal. It was an amazing trip. We took 12 of our lovely members and friends to Portugal and were there for, I believe, 12 days.
Wow.
And we saw some amazing sights. A few of our folks went to Morocco afterwards. And where did they go before? I didn't go.
The islands.
Oh,
the islands off of
not the Maldives.
No,
that's okay.
Moving on.
Anyway, moving on.
But okay, that was last year.
International trip is what it was.
This year, we are so very excited to let you know. It's too late. You can't go. We're already booked. But we're going to Ireland with Seamus Hunt, and we are so excited. We have 35 folks going this year, and it is going to be so much fun. And it's really just a way for our members to get to know each other outside of work and connect and make some new friends and spend some time with some old friends, and it's going to be a blast.
That's
we
so
couldn't
cool.
have done it without Seamus at Patty O'Leary's on the beach, so mm-hmm. very, very excited about that.
Well, and he's certainly the founding group for the big St. Paddy's Day celebration, which was huge this year, by the way.
Yes.
And one of the things that you do in addition to promoting the beach, but you also help a lot of our nonprofits in the area, and some of the proceeds from that goes to Covenant Care, I believe. Still.
Yep, Covenant Care Foundation is our beneficiary from the St. Paddy's Day pub crawl, which is a lot of fun, but certainly a party with a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So we were privileged enough to give them a check for $3,000 for the Covenant Care Foundation. And we had our After Hours, which is a regular chamber event that we do at Patty O'Leary's at the beginning of April,
mm-hmm.
Where we got to present Aaron West with Covenant Care Foundation that check.
Love it. Yes. Now we've got an After Hours coming up, right?
We do. May 12th.
Yes.
So just around the corner. I mean, I can't believe May 1st is tomorrow.
I know.
So right around the corner. And these are always a great way to network. And people can come if they're not a member the first time if mm-hmm. they want to.
Feel us out. Have a little fun.
Yep. It's May 12th at Senior Frogs. And our sponsor is Gulf Coast Insurance. So we're excited to have that event again this month and every month. And like Meg said, you don't have to be a member to come. So just come and join us and do some networking and have some snacks, maybe a margarita. We're going to be at Senior Frog. So, you know.
It's right there on the water. I mean, it's always great because they always have our business after hours at beach locations, mm-hmm. which is really cool.
Makes them very comfortable.
Yeah, and lots of fun.
Yes.
So you don't want to miss out on that. And then you have a monthly breakfast as well.
We do. We have the opportunity of getting our members together who are most convenient in the breakfast hour. Mm-hmm. You kind of sort of in our world got to fit with who is best
in the mornings.
To attend in the mornings and at lunchtime or after hours. So we always have a monthly member breakfast where this month our sponsor is Reliant Mortgage.
Yes.
And we will have speakers from the Pensacola International Airport, actually,
Ooh,
to give
cool.
us an update on there. And they've got some exciting things coming to the beach. They're going to cross both bridges.
I love it.
And so they just have some great information. They shared a little with us at a meeting yesterday, but we'll have them at our breakfast, which is May 22nd next month.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense when you consider how many people travel
That's
to
right.
the beach.
That's
so,
right.
I mean, I think it's great.
You mean America's best beach?
Yes.
Yes. Hello.
To that place.
That place. We've mentioned it many times on this show. Kona's Traveler has dedicated that Pensacola Beach is America's number one beach right. ahead of Hawaii.
Isn't that amazing?
Wow. No, really, I know. It's the best kept secret.
It is. Not anymore.
I was going to say, I don't know how secret it is anymore.
That's right.
Well, we are going to have a couple of minutes more. So let's mention that Art and Wine Festival again, the dates and times and how people can find out about it in case someone's just joining us.
Sure.
Coming up right away. It's not far.
It's not next week. So yes. The Pensacola Beach Art and Wine Festival is Saturday, May 9th. That is Mother's Day weekend. So bring your mother out on Saturday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. We will be on both sides of the beach. The Gulfside Pavilion and Pensacola Beach Boardwalk, and we could not do it without our partners at Kelly's Beach Liquors. Also, Mercedes-Benz of Fort Walton Beach is our premier sponsor, along with other sponsors, the Pensacola Beach Resort. Again, Gulf Breeze Natural Gas, Renewal by Anderson, Patio Enclosures, Point South Vacation Rentals, and Santa Rosa Island Authority. So you can find a lot of that information and how to buy tickets at PensacolaBeachChamber.com.
And you'll have a calendar of events there.
You do.
You have a way people can find out what's going on in the beach.
Yep, our events and community events happening that other people are putting on, you can find our calendar there at PensacolaBeachChamber.com.
Okay, and there's always a lot going on because we also have bands on the beach on Tuesday nights.
Oh, so nice that it's back.
Yeah, and they have big crowds now.
That's
and
right.
Every week it's a different band, and you can find out about that as well, and that's sponsored by the Santa Rosa Island Authority.
That's right.
But you can't miss it. It's every Tuesday night from now till what, November-ish?
The end of October.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So that's a good thing. And if you want to find out about the Pensacola Beach Chamber and how to become a member, you can go to their website at PensacolaBeachChamber.com. The Visitor Center is where they're located. You can't miss it. It's the building on stilts right as you hit that stoplight when you're coming in. Mm-hmm. Just pull right in and you can check out all the menus and talk to our ambassadors. And they will tell you. The ones that are at the Visitor Center, when you ask them, what's a good restaurant, they will tell you.
They will tell you. And they've created an entire book of happy hour specials so that you can enjoy that island.
Let me guess, was Debbie Bach behind that book?
She is. She checks it monthly.
Yes, I have a little inside knowledge. I was over there for a couple of years, and so I've got a soft spot in my heart. I will always love the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce. So, but these two, and they have a small staff, and they do so much. And shout out to Jack, who's also our manager at the Visitor Center.
That's right.
And so it's a small staff, and imagine just a few people that are putting on this huge art and wine festival. So a lot of volunteers are involved. A lot of our chamber members get involved. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of sponsors. It's pretty incredible when you're talking about a staff of two and a half.
That's right.
Pretty
it's a lot of work. Yes.
So hats
and we've
off
got,
to y'all.
Yeah, we've got great help from our ambassadors and also the Pensacola Beach Lifeguards you'll see
yes,
at the Art
that.
And Wine Fest. We have a great partnership with them. The ones who will be keeping you safe on the sand and in the water will be out there. And the ones that are off that day will be helping with our Art and Wine Fest. So we're just happy to have their connection, their partnership, and their support. They are vital for our island and for locals and for our visitors.
Absolutely. Okay, well, I have some good news. They're going to stick around for a little while, so we're going to talk a little bit more about the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce. Jessica Simpson is here, the CEO. Christine Brewster is here. She's the VP of Membership and a million other things. And we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about the Art and Wine Festival, their leadership program, which got launched this year. Goes to my head. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Meg. I'm your host, and I'm so excited to have my friends in this morning, listen to me, from the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce. They are here to talk about Red Red Wine and the Art and Wine Festival coming up in just a week's time. Jessica Simpson here is here. She is the president and CEO. Christine Brewster is here. She is the VP of Membership and Development and wears so many hats. Welcome, guys. I'm so glad you could stick around for another half hour.
Thanks for keeping us around.
Yeah, well, I love Pensacola Beach.
What can I say? We love you, too.
What can I say? So if someone's listening this morning and you've got a question about the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce, maybe some of the events that are happening, we're going to touch on a couple of different subjects as well as the Art and Wine Festival this morning. So if you've got a question or comment, just text it in at 850-437-1620. So let's touch on Art and Wine first.
Sure.
And then we'll touch on a couple other things that are happening on the beach.
Deal.
Okay. You go.
You didn't do that fun pointing thing. Oh, okay. Like 3, 2, 1. You're on. Okay. You're on. Okay. Pensacola Beach Art and Wine Fest is next week, next Saturday, May 9th. It will happen from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. It is a free festival open to the public, happening at the Pensacola Beach Boardwalk and also at the Gulfside Pavilion. There is what we call a grand tasting. So there is a tasting ticket if you'd like to participate in that part of the festival. That is $75. In advance, it will be $90 the day of the event, so grab yours now. You can find those and more information at the PensacolaBeachChamber.com.
Now, I just have to say, for the tasting ticket, let's just be clear. Uh-huh. This isn't for 10 tastes.
It is an art and wine festival, mm-hmm. So there certainly are wines. There are, at this point, 118 wines to sample.
Okay.
Keyword being sample. And in addition to that, we've added some food tastings that go along with your ticket. And our friends at PJ's Coffee will have some coffee tasting for
nice.
You. So a wide variety to enjoy. That tasting happens from 1 to 4. So the entire festival, again, open to the public, is 11 to 4, where our artists will be featured. Then our entertainment on both stages will start. And then that grand tasting will start from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m.
And so the grand tasting is the only thing that's ticketed.
Correct.
Everything else, people can come out for free. You can bring the mm-hmm. friend, your kids, the grandkids, mom, since
right.
it is the day before Mother's Day.
And you're all together.
It's not
in a different place.
Yeah.
You're just identified by a wristband to let us know that you are a tasting ticket holder.
Okay. And you're going to have entertainment as well.
That's right.
And Christine, talk about some of the artists that are coming. I mean, we have a lot of artists, too.
We do have a lot of artists. We have Heather Fields with On the Water Photography, and she does a lot of Blue Angel photography and that sort of thing. So that's always a huge hit.
Our favorite.
Yes.
Let's see. What else do we have? We have some resin and crushed glass artists.
Wow.
Sandy Beach Creations that are amazing.
Okay.
They have actually reserved 2 spots this year so they can spread out and bring all their goodies. So we're very, very excited to see them again. Let's see. Who else is coming back from last year? We talked about cigars.
One thing that
we will have is a roaming photo booth, which is kind of exciting.
Oh, you didn't mention that before.
New this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's new.
Yes.
What is that?
We have a photographer who is going to be roaming around the event, and just taking photos. So look for her, grab your crew together, and, you know, get a good picture, and mm-hmm. she will email those to you. I think you scan a QR code.
She'll have a QR code right
yeah.
there
oh,
when
cool.
you take your picture.
Uh-huh.
And the picture's fun and branded that you were at the Pensacola Beach Art and Wine Festival.
Oh, how cool.
So scan that QR code, and she'll send it right to you.
Excellent.
And then we also have Matilda, which is an adorable little camper trailer that's been refurbished into a static photo booth
uh-huh.
with all the props, like a typical photo booth.
Fun.
And she'll be there at the Gulfside Pavilion on the curb there.
Perfect.
Matilda is adorable. And I'll just say Matilda is the name of the camper, not the name of the owner, who
okay.
is Robin.
Okay. Justin, I didn't know we named campers, but okay.
We do.
We name boats. Why not?
That's right.
Matilda is well loved.
Okay. Why not? Well, I have to say that Pensacola Beach these days, the weather's been amazing. The few times that I've been out there this spring, y'all, the water is crystal clear. And if you go out on the pier, you can see all kinds of wildlife that normally you would not see.
That's correct.
It is amazing, isn't it?
It really is. It is a destination, the number one beach destination in America for
mm-hmm.
a reason. So you're right. One of the, in the visitor center where we live every day, we get to talk to our visitors about, it's surprising that some people go on a trip and don't seem to know what there is to do when they get there, but we get the privilege to explain to them all the great things. And one of those is a walk down the pier because of our crystal clear waters, which comes from our white sand. And we encourage them to talk to the fishermen, what they've been catching. I just heard someone the other day say there's not a lot of places on land, being the pier, that you can fish from and catch tuna. So there have been, I think, blackfin tuna caught from our Pensacola Beach Gulf Pier. And so that's very unique and makes us the best, as they say. Now,
well, and now we have the Beach Renourishment Project. So just touch a little bit on that, too, because that's ongoing.
Sure.
But almost are getting close to being finished, correct?
Very close. As of yesterday, they were, if I'm not mistaken, behind Sanssouci, which is our condo development across from Peg Legs. As far as I know, their end date should be somewhere around May 14th or 15th. And so they have worked very quickly and put a lot of the beach back. So obviously the word nourish or renourish is to put some of our sand back. And Christine and I were walking the beach yesterday. And it's funny, one of the benefits of it is certainly the amount of shells that come up. Well, the benefit is putting the beach back so that we can keep it for a long time. But we get some extra benefits in that it brings up a lot of shells. So as we were walking yesterday, some of the shells that you would see if you're a shelling person, like I happen to be, some of the ones that you would have to get in the water to find, bigger shells, are right there as you walk from, let's say, the Gulfside Pavilion. You make it about halfway down, and the sand is still very white, still very soft, still what it always is, but has a lot of shells. I was surprised to see on the sand what I would have seen in the water.
Right. Well, that's pretty neat. So for the locals, take advantage of that.
Yeah, if you're coming, a big benefit.
And then if you have family or friends coming in, that's another plus, too. They can take those shells back home with them as a memento.
That's right.
Okay.
Yep.
It's also turtle season, and Christine is one of our experts about turtle nesting season. And so if you want to touch on that for a second, the do's and don'ts.
Sure. Turtle season starts May 1st. That is
tomorrow.
That's why.
Yes.
How timely.
I don't bring up irrelevant
topics. She's good at this. She's good.
So turtle season starts tomorrow. So we'll have volunteers out on the beaches at daybreak looking for nesting turtle evidence. And we just ask that if you are visiting the beach or if you are if you live at the beach, that you keep your lights down low or off is best. White light is probably one of the biggest problems that we have on Pensacola Beach regarding our turtle nesting season. Want to make sure that those turtles are not distracted. Sometimes if they come up on the beach and they see a lot going on, they'll turn right around and go back. And they will sometimes drop their eggs in the water and they won't actually nest.
We don't want that.
So we don't want that.
Okay.
And then, of course, if you're out at night with your flashlights looking for ghost crabs, we ask that you use a red light. That is a strategy that the turtles can't see that wavelength as well as the white light, so not as distracting.
Where can we go if we want to find out more information?
Well, you can go to the county website, myescambia.com, and you can find Marine Services. There is where the turtle information is, or you could go to Gulf Coast Turtle Watch, which is a nonprofit in the area that supports the county with fundraising and things like that.
Excellent. Okay, we're talking with our friends with the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce. If you've got a question, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. This is Pep Talk. Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Our experts this morning are with the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce, President and CEO Jessica Simpson, VP of Membership and Everything Else, Christine Brewster. We're glad to have you here talking about the Art and Wine Festival. We have gotten some questions from our listeners, and right off the bat, I want to make sure we answer this one. The question is the wine tasting and the Art and Wine Festival wheelchair accessible?
That's a great question. Yes, it is. Both of our locations, being the Pensacola Beach Boardwalk and the Gulfside Pavilion, have wheelchair access thanks to our friends at the Santa Rosa Island Authority for making sure that the facilities out there on the island are prepared for that. So, yes.
Excellent. And there'll be plenty of parking.
Yes, you'll get a close parking spot no matter which side of the island you park on.
There you go.
In the past, we've just been at the boardwalk and, you know, fortunately, parking is limited everywhere, but people have had to park, obviously, in the casino beach lot. And this year, now that we have expanded to that side, park on one side, start there, and then make your way to the other side.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And if someone's just joined us, we're talking about the Art and Wine Festival. This is an annual event on Pensacola Beach, and all you got to do is head out to the beach and be there on May 9th. It's Saturday. It's the Saturday before Mother's Day, which is perfect timing if you want to get a gift or do something fun with mom.
Yep.
It starts at 11 o'clock in the morning. It'll run till 4 o'clock, and then a special tasting event from 1 to 4. So let's talk a little bit about that, because I'm kind of intrigued by that part.
It is a great part of the Art and Wine Festival, the tasting part. The artists are what brings certainly the community, and then the fun comes a little bit with the tasting side of it. And we could not do it without great partners like Kelly's Beach Liquors, which is on the island, and then our friends at Bamboo Willie's, who are a part of the manpower that puts this event together. So a thank you to our friends at Bamboo Willie's on the boardwalk. They help supply our ice, our water, just to make the logistics of this event easy on our part. So we're very thankful for that. And so you get a ticket. It's $75 in advance. You can get those on our website, and you are able to, between the hours of 1 and 4, which is our tasting time, taste at this point 118 wine samplings will be offered by 8 different distributors.
Wow. Okay.
And then we have some food tastings that go along with that with our friends at Casino Beach Bar and Grill, Sugar Daddy Donuts, Senior Frogs, and then the Pensacola Beach Resort, 30A Eats as well, and then a little coffee tasting to sort of break up the not that there's any minutiae in wine tastings, but to break that up between the wine and the food.
Well, you might need a little coffee. You might need a little coffee after the 118 taste, but I don't know, just saying.
Maybe that's your last taste. And then perhaps you would plan to stay on the island with our friends that have offered to be our lodging partners at the Pensacola Beach Resort, a very beautiful property right there on the island. So we'd love to have you for the entire weekend, Mother's Day weekend. What better place to be?
Sounds like a blast. Yes. It's going to be so much fun. And again, you can get all the details and get those tickets now for the tasting portion at PensacolaBeachChamber.com. So a lot coming up. Y'all do so much on the beach. So in addition to the Art and Wine Festival, which is next weekend, which is hard to believe.
Yes.
But what else is on your radar? Because people don't understand these events that happen, it takes a year out to plan them. And so a lot of the things that are coming up, you're already working on, correct?
Oh, yes. Christine's got the rest of May filled up.
Yep. Right after Art and Wine, we have Business After Hours on May 12th, and that is going to be at Senior Frogs.
Fun.
Hosted by Senior Frogs, sponsored by Gulf Coast Insurance, so we're happy for their partnership. So that should be a good time.
When is the date on that?
May 12th.
May 12th. It's a Tuesday. Correct?
Yes, it's a Tuesday.
So you can go to the Business After Hours from 5:30 to 7.
Yes.
And then you can go
to
Bands
on
the Beach.
See what we did there.
See, we know too.
I know.
That's right. It's not our first day.
Mine either. Okay, and more.
And there's more. We have our beach ball breakfasts, which are monthly as well. The next one is May 22nd, and that one is going to be sponsored by
Reliant Mortgage.
Thank you, Reliant Mortgage.
Yep.
And we have visitors from the airport coming to talk about some of the projects that they have going on, some of the exciting projects that they have coming up that will be very, very exciting for our community. And, so that's what
I've got
going on.
And we always have very good speakers at that particular breakfast.
Yes.
Where's the breakfast held?
The breakfast is generally held at Our Lady of Assumption Catholic Church on the beach. We are looking at some other options and moving that around. So be sure to check our weekly newsletter, which we call the Beach Blast. It goes out every Tuesday to make sure you have all of the details on that.
Well, I rely on the Beach Blast, and you don't have to be a member to subscribe to it, do you?
That's correct.
So anybody, how do you do that?
If you want to sign up for our newsletter that goes out every Tuesday, like clockwork, like Jessica
said, that's correct.
Then you can go to our website, PensacolaBeachChamber.com, scroll down to the bottom where it says sign up for our newsletter and click subscribe, and we will add you to our weekly newsletter, and you'll get all the news that's happening on the island and other places as well. But all of our large activities, events that we have on the island are in there. We do share if members have something special going on that they want to share with the community, we will put that in there as well. And we also have our business after hours and things like that that mm-hmm. you can RSVP for.
Excellent. Okay, we're talking with Christine Brewster, Jessica Simpson with the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce. We're going to come back and talk. You know, a lot of times people think of the Beach Chamber as all events, which is a very important role that they play. But they are also a Chamber of Commerce, and they do business advocacy. And there are other things that they're doing for our community, like the new leadership class that they started this year. So when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about all the hats they wear at the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce. If you've got a question, 850-437-1620. We'll be right back. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking to our friends at Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce. Just a couple minutes left, so real quick, talk about the leadership program, because that was very successful.
You alluded into that.
So I had to hint
that we have started and have finished our first year of what we call Radiate Leadership mm-hmm. Lab on Pensacola Beach, and the idea is that we bring together a small class, we had 22 this year, of leaders that are looking to grow their skills, not so much necessarily new leaders, but we take those. I learned a long time in this industry that every good leader, no matter how long they've been in that leadership role, is always interested and willing and knows they have the need to learn more. So they come from all different backgrounds in the Radiate class. We've partnered with our friends at a company called Calaire Leadership Training. They are certainly the golden goose of this program. And so we had the benefit of connecting a class, like I said, of 22 within Radiate. That happens from November to March.
Okay.
We cannot do much with our friends on the island, although Radiate included off the island and on the island member and non-members mm-hmm. within the class, but it's hard to find a venue and get a hold of our beach people during peak season. So we'll open up applications or first nominations for our Radiate program around August. We'll go through the selection process in September. We'll plan a get together and an orientation in October, and then we'll kick off the class one day a month from November to March, and we'll have a fun graduation like we did last year. And so we got to host our first year. It was a wild success. So we're looking forward. Actually, our first year class members have asked for a second year. So
I
is there a
it.
Progression to mm-hmm. this program? So we're looking into that with Calaire. We get to feature the island, some gems we have during that time. And so it's just been a great group that we've got to do because it's real chamber networking work.
Excellent. So the Chamber of Commerce on the beach is doing the Chamber of Commerce advocacy, doing things for businesses, networking, you name it, and events like the Art Wine Festival. So one more time before we go, the dates, the times, how do we get find out more?
Sure. The Pensacola Beach Art and Wine Festival, sponsored by our friends at Mercedes-Benz and Kelly's Beach Liquors, is next Saturday, May 9th from 11 to 4. It's a free festival. There is a tasting ticket you can purchase for $75 that is 1 to 4 during the festival. You can find out more at PensacolaBeachChamber.com.
And you can also go there to become a member.
That's right, and see the calendar of events.
Okay. Thank you, Jessica Simpson, President and CEO, and Christine Brewster, VP of Membership and everything else.
So great. Thank you.
Shout out to Jack. Shout out to the board members. Shout out to the ambassadors and all our friends on Pensacola Beach. Thank you so much for being here. I can't wait for the Art and Wine Festival. Year. We have so many events coming up, so plenty to talk about.
That's right.
This is Pep Talk.